Well, that music lets us know it is time for the game plan with Bob Lucy and Rich Kimball, which we had a chance to talk about a little earlier today.
Yeah, it's radio magic. We're on the road. I hope we're on the road by now. We're crying out loud. But yeah, we taped this, roughly 90 minutes ago. But, you know, it's important to us. Usually, Bruce, you can appreciate this. Usually we head down to New Hampshire on game day morning, but this game's too big for that.
Way too big. You need a good night's sleep. You need to be rested away from distractions at home.
Yes.
Have your best game faces on.
Absolutely. We remind you, the game plan is brought to you by Creative Print Services, by our friends at the Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, and, of course, ClearPoint Financial. Give Mike Tuttle a call, and they don't get much bigger than this part tomorrow. Well, I guess it could be a little bit bigger if New Hampshire was fighting for a playoff spot, too.
Well, that's true, but this is a real battle royal every year, and it's an interesting game for many reasons to me, because the two teams have gotten to this point with a 4-3 conference record in much different ways. Maine putting up an awful lot of yards passing, rolling up 40 offensive touchdowns, and then New Hampshire with a really good defense. They've been stingy in every game, and they've only allowed 7 touchdowns through the air this year. That's the second fewest in FCS football.
For the Black Bears, of course, it's been a remarkable 4-week stretch. A lot of people wrote Maine off when they were 2-5, 0-3 in the CAA. And whatever happens tomorrow, you've got to be impressed with the job Nick Charlton and the coaching staff has done, and that the players have done, to have that energy to refocus, because literally it's been a month of every game as a playoff game.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. They've all done a remarkable job, and to be as consistent week in, week out as they had to be. And as we know, any team in this league can take you down. Rhode Island proved that again last weekend as Maine narrowly got by them with 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But I like what Maine has done, particularly offensively, over the last 4 games. They put up some explosive plays in every game. Ernest Edwards is playing as well as he's played all season. He's got 175.9 all-purpose yards per game, which is a phenomenal stat, third best in FCS football. So he's done it a lot of different ways, including 73 yards rushing last week against Rhode Island.
Well, and he'll need to come through it. Sounds like Dre Miller is unlikely to go tomorrow, and so the Black Bears lose a playmaker there. But even last week with Miller and Blair out, we saw Jacob Henney step up and make some big contributions.
Yeah, he looked great, Rich. He had 5 receptions in the game. He's got 7 receptions for 75 yards now on the season. The thing that we noted about Jacob Henney in preseason is he is a very intelligent receiver. He runs good routes. He's silky smooth, and he knows where to sit in that zone to get himself open. He's got good chemistry with Joe Fagnano.
Well, let's talk about the Maine offense first. One of the things that we noted last week during the broadcast is that Maine kind of gave up on the run for much of the first half. I think it's important that they establish that run tomorrow against the Wildcats.
Absolutely. 20 of the last 21 games between Maine and New Hampshire have been decided by the team that gained the most rushing yards. Last year, when Maine took New Hampshire behind the woodshed in Orono, Maine had 203 yards rushing, and New Hampshire had negative 15 yards rushing. That is critical for Maine to establish a good run game tomorrow. And I would say, Rich, anywhere from like 140 to 160 yards minimum. So they have the good balance in their offense, and they establish a physical presence in this game. New Hampshire can turn up the heat on the pocket if it's 3rd and 6 or more. So Maine's going to have to keep that balance in their offense. Right now, over the season, Maine's averaging 33 rushes a game and 33 passes a game.
Yeah, and I think in many ways that's as important as the yardage they get. It's going back to the well. And when they've been successful on the road the last couple of times out, they were getting 30 to 40 rushing attempts per game.
Yeah, and I think what they need to do is they need to establish that early in this game. Maine needs to get off to a good start in this game. I would like to see if Maine has got everything going on all cylinders, Maine put up a couple of touchdowns in that first quarter and get that balance and that physical presence established in the game. That's going to be really important. New Hampshire this year has been a very good first quarter team. They've outscored their opponents 71-34 in the first quarter this year.
One of the reasons it might be important to get that good start is that this year's New Hampshire team is not a high-powered offensive team.
No, they're not. They're only averaging 19.4 points per game. They have 10 rushing touchdowns this season, 10 passing touchdowns this season. They're only putting up, in terms of total offense this year, Rich, 332 yards per game. That's not a lot, but one thing they do is they have pretty good time of possession, and they play real good defense.
They've got a couple effective runners. They haven't put up huge totals this season, but Evan Gray averaging better than 6 yards a carry, and Carlos Washington Jr. averaging 4.5 yards per attempt.
Yeah, we've seen those guys before. Gray particularly, he's a power runner like Joe Fitzpatrick. He's 5'10", 231 pounds, Rich. And over his career, he's got 1,600 yards rushing. And he's a guy that can break tackles. So Maine's going to have to do a good job and be physical with him and wrap him up. The other guy, Carlos Washington Jr., has got more speed, more pep in his step. He's a guy that can break it and take it to the house. And then the guy that may be the scariest right now is Dylan Lobey. And Lobey has been outstanding in the last two or three games. He had 9 catches against Albany last week. And you look at his rushing numbers, 224 yards rushing and a touchdown, 26 receptions for 367 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he's averaging 133 all-purpose yards per game. And against James Madison this year, he had 233 all-purpose yards. So he's scary.
Yeah, and they like to throw to their backs. Carlos Washington also with 26 receptions.
Yeah, and those are, I think, dangerous plays for Maine, getting those guys that can run out in space with those little screen passes or getting it out in the flat or running the wheel routes. Maine's going to have to do a really good job defending their running backs in the passing game tomorrow.
And we've seen it time and time again when Maine's defense has been most effective this year. It's been that aggressive attacking style. Do you think that's what we'll see tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. But Maine is going to have to stop their ground game and put the young quarterback into predictable passing situations. Brosmer, their starting quarterback, is a true freshman, but he came to New Hampshire in January, unlike Joe Fagnano, who was playing high school football, right up through that season and never did go early to Maine. One of the things about Brosmer, Rich, if you look at his stats, he's done more running recently, and he had 47 yards rushing last week against Albany. I would look for them to try to run him a little bit more. Maine has struggled with dual threat quarterbacks this year, and he does throw a lot of interceptions. So if you can get him into those predictable passing situations and turn up the heat, you know, he's got 11 interceptions, only 10 touchdown passes this year.
And the first true freshman to be their starting quarterback in, I think, certainly in the Sean McDonald era, maybe further back than that.
I think it goes back to 1974.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's put up decent numbers, but as you mentioned, 11 interceptions, just 10 touchdowns on the year. Yeah, 1,700 passing yards, has completed 57%. Keep those numbers in mind. He's played a full season. On the flip side, Joe Fagnano has been a starter for about half the year, maybe a little less. Has thrown for nearly as many yards, 1,652, 16 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, and Fagnano has completed 67.3% of his passes. How good is that? The all-time Black Bear record for a single season, 67.5% by Marcus Wasilewski in 2013.
Yeah, I was noting that myself this week, and he won't probably be eligible because you got to play, I guess, 70% of the games at the university and 75% of the games for NCAA stats.
Interesting. Well, what's also interesting to keep an eye on stat-wise, a couple of guys closing in on career records at Maine, starting on the defensive side, Kayon Whitaker with a big day can take down some Black Bear Giants on the defensive side.
Yeah, he's got 27 career sacks. He needs 29 career sacks to tie Michael Cole, who has the record. And I think he's got a good shot at that, Rich. This season, he's got 9 sacks. He's been coming on over this win streak. The last 4 weeks, he's played really well. He's got 42.5 tackles for a loss as well over his career, 177 career tackles. So, I like his chances to at least get a pretty good shot at 2 sacks tomorrow. I think if he can get the opportunity, he may deliver tomorrow.
And, of course, on the offensive side, Mr. All-Purpose, Ernest Edwards, Electric Ernie, needs just 32 yards to set the all-time record for a career passing yardage. And that's a record that's been around for a while.
Yeah, Sergio Hebro has that record, and he was playing back in the late 1980s. I think Ernie has a shot at another record. Ramik Wright has the single-season receiving yardage record with 1,169. Ernie needs 133 yards to break that record. We've seen him put up those kind of numbers before, and I think he's going to be all out to, first and foremost, get Maine a win and have a shot at the playoffs, and then he's going to try to take those records down as well.
Oh, there's no question about that. Well, it's a huge game tomorrow. Yes, the Bryce Cowell musket as well. Hey, Nick was a little elusive earlier this week when I asked him who was in charge of transporting the musket and keeping an eye on it, but you know the Black Bears want to take that back home with them. That's certainly the number one prize, but a chance to go to the playoffs for the second year in a row. It would be the first time they had done that since the 01 and 02 seasons, and the first time getting back-to-back winning records in nearly that long.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to go back to 2002, 2003 for back-to-back winning records, and you've got to go back to 2001 for the last time that Maine has taken down New Hampshire in the dungeon.
Holy cow. Well, if they can do it, everybody wants to know what we think and what other people think about their chances to make the postseason. Two teams from the CAA are in, JMU and Villanova. Villanova with 8 wins and likely to get a 9th tomorrow. And then it comes down to Towson, Albany, and Maine. I think, personally, if all 3 win, all 3 get in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that Maine would be maybe that bubble team because they have lost to Towson. Towson has a better record. Albany would have a better overall record. But I think people appreciate the fact that Maine is hot right now. They'd be on a 5-game win streak. I think they also appreciate the fact that Maine's strength of schedule was better than Towson and Albany's because they played the 2 FBS teams. And I think when you throw those FBS games out and you just look at Maine being 7-3 in FCS competition, that bodes well for Maine. The other thing, Rich, and you can't discount this, that it's very, very difficult to beat New Hampshire at home. How difficult? Since 2008, New Hampshire is 59-10 at home, and that includes a 40-7 record against CAA teams, and they're 4-0 this year, and they've already taken down Villanova at home, and they beat James Madison at home last year. People recognize that. And to go in there and get a win, if Maine can do that, and it won't be easy, would be a real feather in their cap.
Let's not forget, the selection committee also had New Hampshire ranked 10th in the country a week ago.
Absolutely. That won't hurt.
No, not at all. Well, we'll find out. The selection show is Sunday at 12:30, but first, the Black Bears have to take care of business tomorrow. Who's the guy you think is going to have a big game for Maine?
Well, I think Ernest Edwards will play well. I actually think Kayon Whitaker and Chuck Mitchell and some of those guys, Taji Lowe, are going to play well. And I really think that Maine's ability to make explosive plays with Joe Fagnano may be the difference in this one. New Hampshire's got a very good defense, and we know they've got some guys that can make plays on offense. But the explosiveness, if Maine can protect Fagnano in the pocket, the explosiveness of Maine's offense is really remarkable, and we have not seen that very often in the last 23 years, this kind of explosiveness offensively.
I also know that you have a scenario that you'd like to see because we both have so much respect for the way he plays the game. You'd love to see number 27 score that game-winning touchdown and send Maine into the playoffs.
Yes, I would. I don't know if I want him to leapfrog over somebody or just run through somebody, but just score that touchdown. Yeah, you know, he's got 1,431 career rushing yards. Like to see him get up to 1,500. He had 80 yards rushing, Joe Fitzpatrick did, last year against New Hampshire, and he had the infamous leapfrog for that final score. All these guys are going to play hard, Rich. You know, seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen. You know, all hands on deck for this one.
There you go. All right, Bruce, there you go. There is the somewhat pre-recorded game plan for you on a Friday. We'll return to our regularly scheduled road trip now.
Well, we appreciate that. You guys travel safely, and the hearts of all of Maine will be riding down to Durham with you.
All right, thank you, Bruce. Thanks to you and Carrie for covering us so we can get on the road early today.